Good evening. It's good to see everybody out this evening. Appreciate the classes that we've had. Nate did an excellent job in the adult class going through the book of Romans. And appreciate everybody's attendance this evening. I know we have those that are traveling and those that are sick, but we'll mention those at the end. But good attendance, and good to have some folks back that have been out of town as well. If you would like, of course, I made a critical error. It probably helps if I get my giant Bible. You can go ahead and turn to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. We'll go there in just 1 second. Philippians chapter 4. Well, before we do, just want to mention a couple of things. This weekend and the first few days this week, obviously nice to be home for have the kids home for the summertime and get to spend more time with them and do different things. And life has been good, but I would be not being truthful if I didn't say that the last few days were disappointing, a bummer, upsetting, any way that you want to word that. And it was hard not to get impacted by it. I had a coworker, a person that I work with for probably 5, 6, 7 years within where I work at NASCAR. A guy that had led a particular group that I was a part of for a long time, and he passed away. He is only, as far as I could tell, about 4 years older than I am. He had cancer for only 8 months and then passed away. Had got an extremely rare form of cancer, has a son and a daughter, just started college, both of them. And he passed away, got word about that on early on Saturday morning. Was lucky enough to be able to, at least they were able, he lived in New York City, part of our group up there, but was able to watch the memorial service yesterday. I have to say that's the first time I've watched a memorial service during working hours, and a bunch of us were doing that in our offices and cubes and different things. And everybody's take afterwards was just what an amazing service it was. And there's all sorts of different things I could say. I don't want to keep y'all longer than I need to. But I would say if I was going to kind of boil it down to one thing that jumped out, in addition to the fact that the service was just a lovely one and one that I appreciated, with many different people speaking of different parts of this person's life, and his name was Aaron, his positivity was the thing that they kept coming back to over and over and over and over again. And I only got to experience the work side of him, and boy, that was sure true. I mean, just always a smile, always entertaining, always positive, just had a great air about him. But then to get to hear so many other people talk about how that's the way he was in every single solitary thing that he did, just always had a smile on his face, always thinking of other people, always trying to build other people up. What a great example that is and that was. And then, of course, you know, inevitably they talked about how he maintained that all the way through his incredibly awful, brief battle and terrible battle with cancer. Again, 8 months, and then passing away, leaving behind, you know, again, younger kids and a family. But in looking at that and this idea of being positive, it's something that I've mentioned before, whether, you know, I'm not intentionally trying to be funny, but talking about how I don't naturally have a positive look on my face. I know I've mentioned that before. I can never be him, because they talked about how he had this smile that lit up a room and was always smiling. I don't think any of y'all would describe me as that. That's something I'll never be able to overcome. But it doesn't mean, and one of the things I want to mention tonight is that positivity in itself doesn't necessarily mean or quite mean at all, well, they just smile all the time. It's a mindset. It's a focus. And what I want us to work on, and when I say us, I'm saying me and none of y'all, because again, when I do these talks and when I do lessons, it focuses on me first. What do I need to work on? And I always, for many years, have preached and taught lessons on this idea of being positive. It's something I try to tell myself all the time. And boy, you couldn't have been at that service yesterday or watched that on Zoom or on the stream and not come away with, I need to look at myself. And what would people say about me if something tragic like that happened? Or would they say that I'm a positive person, that I build people up, that I impact people in that way? You can just say that as a person. But guess what? If you're a Christian, you need to be asking yourself that question. We need to be asking ourselves what our attitude is. So two things that jumped out, two quick quotes. As you know, I also like to read a quote or two. Having a positive attitude isn't wishy-washy. Okay, having a positive attitude, again, I believe it's more focusing here on this overall attitude, your overall being here, what you project. It's concrete and intelligent. It's a concrete and intelligent way to view problems, challenges, and obstacles. So it's not an in-between here. It's concrete. It's basically the way that you operate in everything that you do. And guess what? It can be really helpful when it comes to problems, challenges, and obstacles. And the other quote is, a positive attitude may not solve all of our problems, but that is the only option that we have if we want to get out of problems. I'll say that one more time. A positive attitude may not always solve our problems. It may not solve all of them, but it's the only option we got. I put that last part in the southern, in the way I hear it as a southerner. That's the only option we got if we want to get out of our problems is having a positive attitude. So what does the Bible say about this? Three scriptures. I told you to go to Philippians. If you don't mind, you can stay there. I'll start in Romans, actually. Shocker, right? Because we're teaching Romans right now. So I can't help it. I think me and Nate are obligated anytime we do the invitation or anyone else to go through Romans right now. Romans chapter 19, or 12. There's not 19 chapters in Romans. Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. Familiar scripture here. But again, want to focus mainly on this idea, in this case, of how we can overcome. Now, what's being talked about here at the end of it is evil. But again, I think this is overall a mindset here, okay, of combating whether it be evil or problems or things we're going through. Verse 19, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In this case, it's particularly talking about, again, overcoming evil or talking about your enemy. What I get from this, again, in the context of what I'm trying to focus on here, is just this overall attitude of if you have someone that's wronging you, if you have somebody that you would consider an enemy, or maybe you have bad feelings towards or even hate, which you're not supposed to have, This obviously is to the contrary of the way that we're supposed to be, and we are supposed to overcome that by good. Well, what is good in and of itself? It's this idea of, you could say, positivity, or a positive attitude, or a positive outlook on that. And that's how we can overcome that. So whether it's bad things coming our way, or maybe even you might say bad people coming our way, we are supposed to overcome that with good, with positivity, with being Christ-like. We have to ask ourselves, if somebody, as we can see in the Bible, those that came to Jesus with a bad attitude or trying to do things to them, I don't know, trying to kill him. What was his attitude back towards them? Was it negative? Was it spiteful? Was it heaping bad things upon them? Absolutely not. And again, that's a softball question, but we need to ask ourselves that because we're supposed to be Christ-like. So let's finish with Philippians chapter 4, because I know you've heard me mention a few times in the Romans class about Paul's attitude and how amazing Paul was. Two scriptures, again, very familiar ones, but let's look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so you might say here in verse 8 that Paul might say the word focus on. Finally, brothers, if you insert it here, focus on, I won't. But finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. That's what we're to be focusing on. If there's any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. So we see what the result of that will be. The last scripture, Philippians chapter 4, same chapter, starting in verse 11. This is Paul speaking again. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am in to be what? Content. You might say positive. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second. A lot of times you wouldn't take the word positive and the word content and have them next to each other, or even say that they're synonyms of each other. But I fully believe, again, that positivity is not necessarily just having a big old smile on your face and everything is just the best thing ever. It sometimes can be in a peaceful mindset, and to be content with what is happening. That, in and of itself, is a negative mindset or a positive one? That's, again, softball, a positive one, okay? Positivity can sometimes, if you're going through it or if you're not, if life's great, if life's throwing you some hard stuff, being content sometimes can be enough, or it can be uplifting. Maybe not even to yourself, but to whom? Everyone else around you. And boy, I learned that yesterday in that service, in that memorial service. Verses 12 and 13, because I know, in verse 12, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And then the last verse that's very familiar, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So my encouragement to us this evening, whether you're a Christian, as most of us are, If you are a Christian and you have obeyed the gospel, whether you find yourself as a very positive person, whether you see yourself as a negative person or something in between, regardless of what that is, let's understand what we're to be. And we are to be Christ-like. We are to be positive. We are to be content. And we are to be going out of our way to be that for other people, not just ourselves, but for other people as well. And you never know who you're going to impact by just being a positive person or just having someone say, well, that person is content. Boy, that person's nice. They are lovely to be around, okay? If you're not yet a Christian, you have the opportunity to come forward to having heard the word, to having believed it, to confess your sins, to repent of them, and to be baptized, and then to continue on in the walk as we hope to get to our ultimate goal of heaven one day with God and with Jesus. So if you're any way subject to the invitation, we'd offer you to come forward as we stand and sing.